This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and we are handling our hump days in style, aren't we, Dean?
We are. And today we have some very special guests coming and joining us in the studio to talk about some fabulous things that have happened for our community, that's happened within our community in this past week, past couple of days, in fact. Joining us in the studio is Joe Ball, the CEO of Switchboard. Hi.
Hi, Dean. Hi, Robbie.
And Ada, the coordinator of the Out and About program.
Hi, guys. Lovely to be here.
Wonderful to have you both in. Glad you could make the time. Now, Joe, we previously got you in on Mad Wednesday, but when we were talking about the fact that the Out and About program, which is the LGBTI elderly visitor scheme, had been defunded in December, and how concerning that was, and you did a rally and a call to action for everyone to come and show their support and get that funding back. Now, when that happened, we were like, yeah, this can happen, but it's probably a pipe dream. Sure, yeah. And then on Monday, well, tell us what happened on Monday.
Yeah, with absolute pleasure. If you haven't already heard the news, then on Monday, Minister Ken Wyatt, the minister responsible of the Overseas the CVS program, the Community Visitor Scheme program, came out to the Switchboard office and announced that the full funding would be restored. And what was actually really amazing is the first words he said to the group of 20 people, which was a mixture of staff, board members, volunteers, and one of our out and about recipients, was the first thing he said is, "I'm sorry."
Yeah.
And I think that was extremely powerful, because I think it was absolutely a terrible mistake. And he went on to say that it shouldn't have happened. And I completely agree with him. And I'm glad that we could have that frank and honest conversation with Ken about it, because I think it has been really stressful. And as like the recipient said on the day, someone who receives a service, they said, you know, it is a relief. They're so relieved. And I've heard that over and over again of people who use the service saying, "It's a relief. I'm so glad it's back." You know,
Monday was absolutely amazing. I was there as well, snapping away, taking some pictures.
Sure, and
it was just amazing, because there had been so much fear about when this program had been defunded and what that meant. And Switchboard were making calls for people to donate, and we were getting on social media. There was that fantastic interviews that happened on Radio National and 3CR as well, and here on Joy, just making sure we could inform our communities and let everyone know that this isn't such an important program, which actually provides it's a visitor scheme for elderly LGBTI people, whether they're in the closet or not, to be welcomed is the wrong word, where people come and visit them and meet with them and keep them engaged and connected to their communities. And when that was defunded, it was a real concern and it was a real worry, and a lot of work and effort was put in to campaign to change that and just to put pressure on the minister and to have him show up. And it was honestly the first words out of his mouth was, "I'm sorry," and that this was a mistake. And I was nearly floored at that moment. It was just absolutely wonderful. But Ada, tell us a bit more about the scheme and about the program.
Sure thing, Dean. So we're one of Australia's 200 or so community visitors schemes, which is a free social isolation reduction project that anyone can access if they are either living in residential aged care or living at home on a home care package. But the thing that's so special about Out and About is that we are specifically an LGBTIQA+ service for community, run by community. So we're a peer friendship and reduction in social isolation and loneliness service.
And which we're the only one in Victoria.
Yeah.
Exactly. So in addition to providing a friendly, reliable, regular visitor, we also connect people all across Victoria into community, back into or for the first time to the LGBTIQA+ community.
Oh, which is just awesome. I actually have some friends that are visitors of the scheme, and they actually go out and visit people. And when they come back and talk to me about it, it's just wonderful. And actually, one of my friends, the gentleman that they visit, I've met him twice now, both at the Coming Back Out balls. And the first year he was there in his suit looking fabulous, and then the second year he dragged up and had so much fun and was just having an absolute ball. And it's really amazing to watch this engagement occur and to watch people in our communities, you know, actually building these friendships, making these relationships and really engaging with the elderly people in our communities. But it must be really hard to pair people up and to find the right mix for people.
That's right, it can be, but I like to joke that I'm a professional friendship matchmaker. So we look at hobbies, we look at, you know, someone's interested in going for a walk to the park, going to see a film, if they like drag or not, and we just match people based on a local area and those hobbies, and we often just have friendships that can last for years. It's really fantastic.
How many volunteers have you got in the program?
We currently have about 30 volunteers and about 30 people who use the service. And like I said, this is a service that runs Victoria-wide. So we have people based right across the state. And I was actually in Sale yesterday, just really encouraging people to make more referrals, because something that we really need from our community is we need people to have these conversations with older, socially isolated LGBTIQA plus people. And we really need, we need help to find people who would benefit from a regular friendly visitor. So if you work in the healthcare or the aged care industry, if you have a neighbour, a friend, someone who would benefit from a regular visitor, we'd love you to get in contact and just help us continue to connect community and reduce social isolation and loneliness right across this state.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't think about it either, but you think when you do get older, like we've got all your friendship groups that you have now and this amazing vibrant community across the state and country that we have, but as you get older, your life changes. Changes, the way in which you live your life changes, what you're able to do changes, and everything you do changes. Your life changes in such a huge way. And I mean, we often talk about where as people get older or go into aged care programs, they do sometimes go back into the closet. So it is important to be able to reach out. If you do know someone who you think would be a great recommendation, if they're a family member, if they're a neighbour, whoever they are, I'm going to put all the details up to this program up on our social media and Facebook page. And when we podcast this, we're going to put that information in the podcast link as well. But reach out and do let them know, because what's really great about this is it is a peer program. So it's not just reaching out to a person in the community, but actually someone else from their community reaching out and engaging with them. And we often forget how important those connections are to actually speak to people who, whether they understand us or not, you know, our community is diverse. There's a range of people and ideas and voices. But to have someone who understands where you're coming from, who's a part of the community you're from, I think we forget how important that is. It's one of the things I love about the program and about Switchboard as a whole. Just the peer support aspect of it is amazing.
I think so. And there's a lot of research that says that older LGBTI people can be both socially isolated and lonely. And there's this, and one of the things that the research talks about is that you can be surrounded by people, but if they're not people who actually affirm your gender and sexuality or affirm who you truly are,
yeah,
it doesn't matter how many people you've got around you. If you don't have that affirmation from those people, you can still feel deeply lonely. And I think that's what Out and About is all about, is it's about fitting in, about we're bringing community to people, we're bringing LGBTI community to people. We take some of our visitors, take people out to Midsummer, they take them out to, you know, Shepparton, to Out in the Open, like they take them to the festivals that are near them.
Yeah.
And that's really important. And someone who's not part of the community is less likely to know those events are on, feel comfortable going to them, or even understand why you would take someone to them.
Mm.
So, you know, I think that's really, we get that. And also we deeply care, because we are those older people. Yeah. We're just at different times of our lives.
Yeah. And I just love the fact that it really does create this space for us to engage with elderly people within our communities. You know, when I was young, when I was in like grade 5, it was something we did each and every week. There was an old people's home up the road from school, and in primary school we'd get together and we'd have an hour each and every week where we'd go up and we'd meet new people. And there was this lovely woman, Pearl. She taught me how to knit, and every single week we'd go and meet and engage, and the difference it made to their day but also made to your own was absolutely huge. It was absolutely amazing, and the way in which this engagement works and
on
all levels.
I mean, these kinds of programs can be just as rewarding for the volunteers as they are for the participants.
Absolutely.
What can people do if they're listening to this and they think they would love to get involved with this?
So I guess just keep having these conversations, talk to people, spread the word.
Yeah.
We find that because of the many barriers that older LGBTIQA plus people face, many people don't know about the services that exist that already run. And this is a free service that has been running for about 5 years now. So we just want people to keep talking about it. Get in contact with us. Let us know if you'd like to volunteer, if you know someone who might be interested, and keep having these conversations. You know, part of connections in out and about is intergenerational friendships and reducing ageism in our community and increasing knowledge of the aged care system.
Yeah, it's so important.
We really need some community, more and more community champions. That's what won this campaign to get the funding back. Was no doubt people are listening to this show right now. Probably donated some money, and they, which we absolutely needed because we had no money when it came to December up until the, you know, we had a funding gap. Like, we did not have the money to cover the amount. I mean, we had a tiny bit of money from the department, but it was not enough to run the service.
Yeah.
And so the money was desperately needed, so we had people donate to us. But then, you know, we also had all the people who wrote to the minister, and I'm only just starting to find out how many people actually did write. And so I'd like to say, if you're listening now and you have made a donation and you have written a letter and you were involved in this campaign, thank you, because you were our champions. And if I can ask one more thing of our champions out there, is that you now just help us spread the word.
Yeah.
You know, like the Out and About Facebook page, like the Switchboard page. If you work in aged care, we want to hear from you because you're probably going to be our best referrers. you know, like, let's do this together. We rely on, you know, we're a small community organisation and we're doing a lot of really important work.
Yeah, you can jump onto, if an easy way to find it, go to Switchboard's website, or it's the second page that comes up on the homepage. The second panel is for Out and About. Jump onto our social media right now, Mad Wednesday, or my Twitter and there you've got the links already for Out and About and to Switchboard and all the information there. I think one of the most important things about this as well is one of the most inspiring things for me anyway was when we were all talking about this on Monday when the minister came, and just the reality that this was our community got together, and you know, you started this, Joe, and you went, we're going to try to make this happen, we're going to do this, and the community rallied, and the importance of what it says for our community for standing up and saying, no, we're not just going to accept when something important like this is taken away from us. No, we're not just going to go, okay, well, that's the way it is, we might have to wait till the next election. That, you know, digging your heels in, standing up, coming together, supporting each other in whatever way we can. I'm getting emotional right now even as I'm talking about it, because it is such an important program, but the way in which everyone rallied together and went, look, we're standing up, we're saying this, what needs to be done, and the minister responded, and his response saying from the very start on Monday, I'm sorry, this should never have happened, speaks to how our community came together and stood up and stood tall and said, this does not, it should not be taken away, give it back. Do not do this. Give this organisation what it needs. And it says, it's like a blueprint for everything we need to think about within our communities when it's supporting each other, helping each other, building each other up, is to just keep doing that and bringing ourselves together.
Absolutely. And you mean your show was a really, you know, it was a really part of the process, Dean. And just to thank you on air, but yeah, and Dean and Robbie, like having you talk about our show, you know, that was a real turning point, I think, of rallying the people who are listening now to get involved. We certainly couldn't have done the campaign by ourselves. But the thing, you know, I thought about the whole time is that the fight that I took to the government and I took it with the community is I took it, you know, I just had the elders, the people, individual people that I have met in the service, I had their faces so clearly in my mind.
Yeah.
And I thought about them because we do it for them. We do the whole service for them. We do it for the right of all of us to age with dignity and for those people in the service right now to live lives with dignity.
The Out and About LGBTIQA plus visitor scheme is absolutely fantastic. It gets people in our communities to go out to elders in our communities and just engage with them, whether it's having a cuppa, whether it's taking them to an event, whether it's watching telly with them, doing something with their lives and connecting them to their communities. It's an amazing initiative put together by Switchboard, and it has been, its funding has been returned to it as of this Monday, and that is an absolutely wonderful thing. Joe and Ada, thank you so much for coming and joining us today on the show. Thank you so much for what you do for our communities and on a lot of different levels. So that there's a lot. It's not just the little things. These are really big things that are going to make a really big impact for and positive impact for our communities in the future and years to come. And thank you so much for coming and joining us today on the show.
Thank you, Dean and Robbie, and thank you to all your listeners.
Don't forget to spread the word. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.